the world conspiracy is in inept hands right now. Whereas prior to the first half of the 20th century, it was in very expert hands. The old guard died off. You don't have your Cecil Rhodes anymore, and you don't have your Lord Kitcheners anymore, you know. So the new brats that came in to rule the system in the place of their fathers are fucking cuckoo, and they're inept at running the machine. But the one thing that they still maintain is fear, right? So our modern age is an age of anxiety and also fear, because fear is the mind killer. And so they manufacture all sorts of Dr. Strangelove Frankensteinian stories about the world to come. And you just go, well, that's it. We'll be immobilized. I'll have a band and or my cell phone, and they'll know where I am, and I won't be able to move, and I won't be able to do it. And all of this is potentially true. But there's an equal case for the possibility of bringing those things to bear, as much as there is the theory that they can be put in place. Anyone who studied the Brotherhood for 5 minutes properly and sincerely knows that it is through the fear that they generate within me that they not only feed off, but control us all. It's an invisible enemy. The other stuff, at least, you know, maybe I can do something about that, or move to the country, or, you know, so the human race might rise up and might. But while I'm waiting for that, I'm drowning in psychological terror. That is the control mechanism. That is the control mechanism. The fear is the mind killer.
The main character in Frank Herbert's Dune uses a mantra to overcome his fears. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past me, I will turn to see fear's path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. And from the Book of Psalms, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Fear is natural, but to dwell there only breeds despair. The power of our free will is most pertinent in the mind, where we have sway over our thoughts, focus, and decisions. Staying positive isn't just for restorative retreats on the beach. It's the solution to every problem we face. Even under the highest stress, the military is trained to maintain esprit de corps at all levels, a common spirit of a group inspiring enthusiasm, devotion, and honor for that group. Positive feelings prevail in every endeavor, including battle. Artificial intelligence seems to understand this as well. In Cliff High's recent Shadow Wars, AI program ChatGPT was prompted to help develop a story about a world that has been ruled for thousands of years by a non-human species that hides in the shadows and uses media, government, and education to brainwash the masses and control them with fear. ChatGPT was asked, what strategies and tactics could the awake humans employ to defeat the enemy and awaken humanity? The AI program said that ultimately, the key to unlocking the trapped minds of the normal humans will be to appeal to their innate desires for freedom, autonomy, truth, and transparency. It recommended that the awake humans should expose the truth, mobilize the masses, and build alternative institutions that serve these values of individual freedom. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.